Life is busy, and sometimes it's hard to get everything in, including this walk. If you struggle with this, my sponsor, Factor Meals, can help. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to get 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, and they only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This one was one of my favorites, and it was ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. It's getting warmer. The weather is an invitation to head outside and walk more. You don't want to be inside making meals. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 25% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made yourself. And we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. Did something this morning that I don't often do. I checked my shoes before putting them on. So yesterday, took a walk. Walked in on some ground that was damp. And my shoes, when I took them off before going in the house yesterday, I recognized, saw that the bottoms of the shoes had grit. Had outdoor grit. And so instead of bringing the shoes in the house, I left them on the front porch. And last night, forgot to bring them inside. So they were on the front porch all night. And knowing that I would be walking in more grit today, I wanted to wear those shoes. Those are my shoes that I can get grit on. So I wanted to wear those again. Knowing that they were on the porch and knowing that there are other things that live outside my house, I thought, you know, it's probably a good idea to check what's in the shoes, what might be in the shoes, before actually putting them on. And gratefully, there was nothing in there. Now, if there had been a bug, I don't think that would have bothered me. But if there had been like a little snake in the shoes, I'm not sure that I even, now that I think about it, to have stuck my hand in the shoe, maybe I should have just looked in the shoe before sticking my hand in. Note to self, next time this happens. One of my favorite sports writers is a guy named Peter King. He covers the NFL, National Football League. Well, the Ravens made it to the playoffs. And they played a playoff game in Baltimore. The Ravens, by the way, are my NFL team, having grown up in Maryland. The Baltimore sports teams became my teams. And even though I'm now in South Carolina, kind of hard to cut those emotional ties. So the Ravens are my team. And Peter was in Baltimore for a playoff game. And he put in this little piece of information that I'm not sure that I've seen him include in other columns. He took the train to Baltimore so he could watch this game in person. And he got off at Penn Station. That's the train station in Baltimore City. And then he says he walked to his hotel. The hotels are not right near Penn Station. It's not like New York, where you get off the train and your hotel could be a block away. That's not where the hotels are. The stadium is 3 miles from the train station. And my guess, he was staying at one of the hotels near the stadium. And so, best case scenario, that was maybe a 2-mile walk from Penn Station to downtown Baltimore to check into his hotel so he could watch the Ravens game the next day. Peter King is just a little bit older than me. And I include that not because, oh my, an old guy walked 2 miles. Mm-mm, not that at all. Clearly, Peter King has a mindset that comes from walking a lot. It's a pretty valuable mindset, and I want to talk about it. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. A few years ago, my daughter and I went to a Ravens game. We were still living in Maryland at the time. It was in early December. It was cold. It was rainy. It was windy. The weather was pretty terrible. But we geared up. We were prepared for the foul weather. I mean, we were going to be standing in it for more than 3 hours watching the game. I didn't feel like paying the expensive parking to be near the stadium, so Em and I found a parking spot more than a mile away. And we walked. Walked from the car to the stadium. After the game, we walked back. And she was game, and that was my preference. I actually really gave no thought at all to paying premium prices to park in one of the lots close to M&T Bank Stadium. When you have a walking mindset, you've got some real benefits. Number one, it creates options. So for that Ravens game, I had options beyond the parking lots that were closest to the stadium. When Peter King got off the train at Penn Station, he had options other than getting an Uber or a taxi or a bus or taking the subway. He had the option of walking. So when you have a walking mindset, you're creating additional options. Case in point. Years ago, Ava and I were running in the Baltimore Running Festival. I think she was running the half marathon. I was part of the relay. And I had to go and pick up our race packet the day before. And so I drove in, walking mindset, parked probably a mile away from the convention center, which is where they were handing out the race packets, parked a mile away. And we were told this is where you park. And there would be a shuttle bus to take you to the convention center. And so I parked. It's like, I'm not taking the shuttle bus, I'm walking. This will be fun. And I'm walking past all of these people who are running a race, who are well trained aerobically to walk a mile, but they didn't have, now I can't say this is true for all of them, but enough of them didn't have a walking mindset so that they were going to go ahead and walk to the convention center, which, by the way, was a safe walk. So it wasn't a safety issue. Now, I understand for some it was a time issue. But I suspect that for many, it was a mindset issue. They're just not in the mindset of walking. We're going to park, take the shuttle bus, get the race packet, take the shuttle bus back, and then in 2 days we'll run 13 miles. So a walking mindset gives you options. Number two, having a walking mindset saves you money. Peter King, he did not have to pay Uber. He did not have to pay a taxi fare. He did not have to pay a subway fare. He saved money because he was willing to walk a couple of miles. When him and I went to that football game and we parked a mile away, we saved money not parking close to the stadium. Went and saw U2 years ago. Same thing. I found parking that was more than a mile away, cost me $5. As I was walking towards the stadium where the concert was being held, I'm going past all of these nearby parking lots. People were lined up, and I know, because I checked, they were paying $60, $80 to park for the concert. Cost me $5 because of a walking mindset. It can save you money, real money. Number three, having a walking mindset can sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes can deliver memories. I suspect that Peter King is going to remember that walk from Penn Station to downtown Baltimore far more than he would remember a ride in an Uber or a taxi. That walk that Emma and I took before the Ravens game, part of the memory of that day. Because when the game was over, the Ravens won. It was an exciting last-second win with a field goal. So the fans were excited. And we weren't the only ones who parked a mile away. We were leaving the stadium with a group of people who had parked further away, and we were walking with them, and they were excited, and we were excited. And that was part of the memory of the day, that U2 concert. Walking a mile, passing all of those people, and thinking to myself, I'm saving some real money here. Okay, it might be a little bit of an odd memory, but it's still a memory. Walking can create memories. And when you have a walking mindset, and you've got more options, you've also got more opportunities for memories. If your fitness promise is to walk 10 minutes every day, you've almost fulfilled today's promise, which means you get to add another link to your growing fitness chain. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.